100 years ago this month, a baby boy was born to a family in Oregon, so a citizen of the United States. Minoru Yasui could be proud of that status until the Second World War broke out and the federal government moved to lock up Japanese Americans in internment camps. Yasui stood up to internment and sued the government. He finally received a Medal of Freedom years and years later after he died. He's remembered in a documentary film and in a stage play called Citizen Min. Chisao Hata, who is actor, teacher, and activist, is the director of the play. She's in town for ConFest, a gathering of Asian American theaters and artists, and so joins me in the studio. Chisao, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So it was Hale Yasui, Min's daughter. She's the playwright. How did you two connect in the first place?
Well, we've known each other for a long time, and I've been involved in the redress reparations from the beginning of its organizing. And so I also worked on Min's case when he reopened his case in the late 80s.
So he was trying to get his conviction retracted, essentially?
Right. Vacated. Mm-hmm. It was called the writ of quorum nobis. And there were three individuals whose cases went to the Supreme Court in 42. That was Gordon Hirabayashi out of Seattle, Fred Korematsu, and Minoru Yasui. So both Korematsu and Hirabayashi were awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And then just recently in November, the only Oregonian to ever have received the Presidential Medal is the highest honor for a citizen in the country. Min was awarded that.
There are two things about Min's case that make it mind-boggling, and it starts with two, I'm sure, and gets much bigger than that. But I mean, born in Hood River, therefore an American citizen, but then talking years later about the fact that the only thing that would differentiate me from somebody else born in Hood River at the same time is my ancestry, nothing else. And he pounded that home. He was quite vocal about this all through his life, wasn't he?
He was very vocal and a leader in that way that he had to be able to articulate passionately his beliefs. And as the first Japanese-American attorney in Oregon, when the executive order 9066 first came out, there was a curfew order, and that is what he intentionally violated. And he walked the streets of Portland, Oregon to be arrested and was not, and finally went to the police station to be, and then the rest is kind of history.
I was about to ask you how long he had to walk around. He finally had to go right to the police and say hello.
Yes. Do you know that I'm violating General DeWitt's order of the curfew and deliberately violating it? And so the play that we're bringing, Citizen Min, is just a half an hour excerpt. And we're using that excerpt to catalyze discussions around race in Oregon. And so we've been doing vision and vigilance at three locations, Ontario, Oregon, which had a large population, still does, of Japanese Americans, Portland, which is this Sunday, and then Hood River for his centennial. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned.
Which is later this month in October.
Right.
I want to come back to you and the work you do generally, because you talk about representing the other in your work. So tell us what that means.
I think that, you know, as Claudia was speaking about Black Lives Matter and race in America, that's what it means. It means those people who have been disenfranchised. And I always feel that, you know, those stories need to always be included, because we all suffer for not having all those stories in our history. They're there, but they're often excluded. And so that's a part of what I'm doing in my education work with children and then in this work with vision and vigilance.
So obviously the story of Citizen Min is completely in the zone in which you are already working. I mean, did he in some way, having known the family as long as you have, did it influence the work that you've done up until you actually got into Citizen Min?
Well, I actually was asked to be on the Min Yasui Tribute Project Committee, and that was the committee that began several years ago to begin the process of working on having Min awarded the Presidential Medal. And when I came back in, I said, my part will be the art part. So I will work with Holly, and that's when we developed the excerpt along with her and others. So
did Holly choose which portion of Min's life to highlight in Citizen Min?
I think so, because it's the jail scene and a family scene. It's really hard to pick, but you know, there was a union organizer in their scene. There was an African American, so there was some diversity within the play that often isn't.
How close does Citizen Min hew to real life, and how much is artistic license?
I think for Holly, it's very true as much as she knows from what her father said in his experience. So it's been a process for her, too. She was supposed to be here today. Unfortunately, she couldn't be, but...
So she is working on a documentary, or is it finished? I'm not quite sure what the
it's on its way to being finished, but we're going to show it, and we have been showing it in its form now. George Takei is officially the narrator, and his voice is being put in there, and it will be shown October 19th on his birthday in Hood River at the Columbia Arts Center with that version. And the film is called Never Give Up.
We are talking to Chisao Hata about Minoru Yatsui. I keep putting a T in there. Minoru Yatsui, one of the most famous Japanese Americans, born in Hood River 100 years ago this month, and went to the University of Oregon Law School, was a successful lawyer, and then, like many other people of Japanese descent, was rounded up in the Second World War and stood up to it and ended up with a court case because of it and a conviction. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about Minoru Yasui's life and Chisao's work in the play Citizen Men, representing that life. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. How many of the places have you visited of Min's life? And where was, for example, where was he interned?
He was interned, I believe, in Heart Mountain. But after he left, he went to Denver. He relocated in Denver. Mm. And he really worked for the human rights organizations in Denver, always advocating for not just Japanese Americans, but all people of color who suffered from racism in America. And he actually, in Denver, became known as the Martin Luther King of Denver.
Because he was that activated.
Because he was that activated his entire life, mm-hmm. not just with his case, but
What was he convicted of? And I'm just curious about the conviction that stuck to his name essentially through his life.
He was violating the curfew order. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the executive order 9066 was a presidential order
by FDR.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that gave the military full power to make decisions about what was happening on the West Coast. And unfortunately, you know, that executive order is still on the books. So when we talk about, you know, today of people being targeted, this is not something that happened back then. You know, we want to point this out as an experience, as a part of our history that happened that we never want to have happen again. But we have to stay vigilant to make sure that it doesn't for any group of people in America.
Well, then what do you make of politics this year? Campaigns that are run on talking about either not bringing in or excluding people who have come from certain countries or adhere to certain faiths.
We're all immigrants in America, unless you're Native American. So we all came here from somewhere. And so I think that, you know, all the viewpoints and the history, we just want to make sure that we're, you know, getting that history out there, not just of what happened in 42, but what happened from the beginning of the immigration of Japanese Americans to America.
We were just talking recently with the folks at Angel Island in San Francisco Bay and learning about its role as sort of a West Coast Ellis Island, but a much darker story there as well. And there are quite a few stories like that you can't quite get them swept under the rug. They still make lumps, don't they?
And we're really trying to look at and making that connection in Vision and Vigilance. What did the actions that Min Yasui took during 1942, how does it affect today, or how does it affect our decisions of today? It's not just history and back then. It's like we want to bring it forward and say, what can we learn? How can we be inspired? And actually, you know, how can we have another hero that can inspire us into this next bit of work that, not bit, but a lot of work that has to be done around race in America?
We're talking again with Chisao Hata about Minoru Yasui, who was a Japanese-American man, lawyer, graduate of the University of Oregon, who was rounded up with all the other Japanese-Americans at the beginning of World War II and contested it, walked on the streets of Portland after curfew and got himself arrested. Years and years later, in fact, after his death, he was awarded a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Chisao Hata is the director of a play about him called Citizen Min, written by Ahale Yasui, who is Minoru's daughter. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. How often is the play produced? You mentioned three events coming up, but how often?
Oh, well, I really want to underscore that we're not doing the entire play. There are cities that have. Mm-hmm. So in June, we also did the play in Seattle, in New Mexico. But the route that we're taking in Oregon through the Oregon Humanities and the Oregon Nikkei Legacy Center, the Oregon Nikkei Endowment is a sponsor, and the Min Yasui Tribute Project, is to take it to cities of Ontario, Oregon, and Portland and Hood River.
Did you grow up knowing all these stories? I mean, can you remember not knowing this, or was there a moment of revelation when your parents said, you know, this is what happened to Japanese Americans during the Second World War?
My story is parallel in a way because my family also settled in Hood River, although I didn't know a lot of the Hood River story because I grew up in Des Moines, Iowa. Mm-hmm. And I grew up there. I'm kind of a result of that history. My parents were interned into Poston, Arizona, and they were married. They were in separate camps, but they were married. My mother was the first Japanese-American nurse in Oregon. And so when they resettled, as a lot of Japanese Americans, they didn't really want to go back to the West Coast. And you had to have a job in order to be released from camp.
Really? You had to have a place to go. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you couldn't go. Interesting. So did it end up, a lot of people end up doing what your parents did and stayed in the Midwest?
There weren't a lot of people, but right after the war, there was. And then gradually people started going back to the West Coast, but Denver, Chicago, you know, all around from there east.
What is the biggest challenge in telling stories like the story of Minoru Yasui and by extension the story of Japanese Americans in World War II to a younger audience?
I just recently was recognized by the Oregon Council of Social Studies Teachers because we created at my school a program called Gambatte, Be Strong, and it was about the Japanese-American experience for second graders. And we work with the second grade team, the arts team, and I feel that it's never too young to teach children about history and what's fair. They have a deep sense of what is fair and what should never happen and why did it happen. And I think that we can really put it in those terms for children to understand, and so that it's never omitted. It's a part of that story from the beginning.
I can remember hearing about it for the first time myself, and it cast me as, well, we had concentration camps in this country during the war, which really, I mean, we're talking about mm-hmm. concentrating people in one place of one ethnicity. That's what they were. So, I mean,
what age were you, in high school or college?
I think I was in elementary school.
Oh, that's good.
But the, you know, the sort of, no way, that didn't happen kind of reaction that a lot of people might give upon first hearing mm-hmm. this. How rewarding is it for you then to be able to tell this story?
You know, I think it's part of it's an obligation and a responsibility, but I'm really proud to be able to be in this position to do this and work with the Oregon Nikkei Legacy Center and the Min Yasui Tribute Project, and as an artist to bring part of a theater program to really create this dialogue. And I think that through theater and through the arts, we can get to some of the honest places that sometimes are really difficult for us to talk about, the emotional places. I didn't grow up hearing, back to your question, about camp. My parents didn't talk about it. The only time I heard Japanese in my home was when they were talking about camp.
Okay, the play is called Citizen Min. Chisao Hata is the director of it. It's about the life and legacy of Minoru Yasui, who stood up to internment in World War II. A pleasure to talk to you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you here.